How many friends have you made today? Chapter 12, Part 2. Celestia looks to her sister, and then Anon. How did she just get him to accept? Just a few moments ago, he was practically fighting Celestia the entire way to the bathroom. It doesn't really matter now, does it? She can feel that Anon isn't in much distress. In fact, his heart rate is starting to come more and more to a steady rhythm. Anon looks back over to Celestia.
So, how does something like this work for your people?
He asks.
Well, we just watch while we chat. Nothing too complicated.
Celestia says. Anon gives her a nod.
So what should we chat about?
I have a suggestion.
Luna says out loud.
What would that be, sister?
Celestia asks.
What are our plans for this day?
Luna questions. Celestia brings a hoof to her chin.
You know, I haven't really thought about that.
She looks to Anon.
Any ideas?
Anon takes a few moments to think, and it just ends in a shrug.
I got nothing.
Celestia goes back to thinking. There has to be something that they can do today.
We could go to the library,
Celestia offers.
We have many books.
Really?
Anon says.
Seems kind of boring.
Come now, sister.
Luna shakes her head in mock sadness.
Surely we can think of something far more enjoyable to do.
Celestia looks over her internal calendar. She's sure she remembers something happening today. What was it, though?
Oh.
Anon, have you ever seen a Wonderbolt show?
Celestia asks, and he shakes his head.
I've heard of them, but never seen them, though.
Celestia smiles at this.
How would you like to accompany Luna and I to a showing this evening?
Well, not much else to do, it seems.
Sure.
He agrees.
A fine idea, sister.
Luna adds on.
Thank you. Now...
Celestia magics a good amount of bottles.
Let's get this over with so we can have breakfast.
Anon can feel his nerves start to set in. Sure, the idea was sound, but now that it was actually happening, well, yeah. Who wouldn't be nervous?
Worry not, Sir Anonymous.
Luna whispers into his ear.
We will be gentle.
Anon can feel himself gulp heavily at that.
Now's not the time for games, Luna.
Celestia says, breaking her sister out of her little pranking mood. She then looks down to Anonymous with a small grin.
That comes later.
Celestia magics over a small bottle towards Anon. He shakes his head with a scoff as he takes hold of it. He looks at the label, and he feels a grin spread over his lips.
Mane and tail.
He snorts out.
What is so amusing?
Luna asks.
Nothing.
He tries his best to hold back the slowly building laugh.
Are you sure?
Celestia asks, and Anon shakes his head.
It's just another thing for my world.
He looks at the bottle again.
It doesn't really matter.
He takes a few breaths to steady himself. He pops the top off and pours a good amount onto his hand. He turns slightly around so he can face Luna.
Need any help?
She feels herself smile brightly at that.
Thank you for the offer. I would appreciate that.
She slowly lets him go as he floats away from her. She shifts herself back onto all fours so she's properly standing. About half of her body is still submerged. Anon looks to Luna, a blush starting to grow on his face. He can't fight the feeling of how wrong this is. The human condition is practically shouting in his head that he shouldn't be here, doing this. Yet the innocent and happy look on Luna's face makes him think otherwise. He gives a brief glance over her shoulder to see that Celestia has no look of disgust or anger. In fact, she looks rather neutral. He's being silly about this. He knows that they wouldn't lie to him. He knows that ponies don't generally have a taboo over nudity. Alright, pep talk done, just do it. He works his way over to Luna, making sure that he doesn't stand so the water keeps what little modesty he has still intact. He's alright with washing them, but him being seen fully naked, yeah, he'll probably never outgrow that.
So where should I start?
He asks Luna.
It would be best to work on my flank first.
She says without hesitation. Anon cringes at that. However, Luna turns away from him, presenting to him her backside. Anon is practically face to face with two moons, and he isn't referring to her cutie marks. He thanks whatever god has forsaken him for at least having Luna's tail covering whatever may be lurking behind it. Who is he kidding? When you live in Equestria, you know exactly what is lurking there. He takes a deep breath to try to steady his emotions, repeating a little mantra in his head.
This isn't weird, this isn't weird, this isn't weird.
He spreads the shampoo onto his hands evenly. He moves a little closer to her, as well as slightly higher, so he isn't face to face with her ass. He hesitantly places each hand on both sides of her flank, and Luna doesn't flinch or show any outward sign of stress. He takes this as a confirmation that this isn't weird. He slowly kneads her flank to work the soap in. Though he doesn't linger long, the last thing he needs is to get labeled as a weirdo or something. With the flank done, he moves to her left side and starts to work her side and back. And he stops when he gets to her wing.
Do I just add soap?
Luna shakes her head and lights her horn.
Use this.
He takes hold of the other bottle. He gives it a once over and sees that it's some kind of wing shampoo for her feathers. It makes sense. He pops the cap and applies some more onto his hands. Luna extends her wing for him as he works the lather in. He starts at the tip of her wing and works his way to the base. Once he reaches the joint that attaches to her back, does he feel that he did a decent job? He repeats the same thing with her other wing. Once done, he takes the mane and tail and works the rest of her body, and he stops when he reaches her neck.
Are you good?
He asks, and she looks to him with a big smile.
Yes, thank you again. I can do the rest.
He gives her a nod and he looks over to Celestia. She, for the most part, has most of her body soaped up.
Need any help?
He asks her, and she looks at him with a smile, and she gives a nod.
You can help me with my wings.
Anon moves to Celestia and repeats as he did with Luna, making sure to get the soap into her wings proper. Since she had a more impressive wingspan, it takes a few extra minutes than with Luna. He had to admit that his nerves seemed to have died out completely. That voice in the back of his head is nothing more than a whisper right now.
Thank you for bearing with us, Anon.
Celestia says with a smile, and Anon shrugs.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be, all things considered.
Celestia magics over the mane and tail shampoo.
Would you help me with my mane?
Celestia asks, and Anon looks at her with a raised brow and then looks over to her mane. Isn't that stuff non-physical? His brow seems to go higher as he actually takes a closer look at her. Is her mane pink? Celestia soon understands why Anon is looking at her mane. She giggles some as she looks at his confusion.
This is my natural mane color, Anon.
Wait, what?
He returns to facing her. She giggles a bit to herself as she points a hoof towards Luna. Anon looks back and notices that Luna's mane looks a slightly darker cyan color. No longer did it hold the night skies before, but honestly looks like a real mane. How did he just notice this?
How?
He asks, facing Celestia.
Magic.
She gives him a wink. He shakes his head at that. Guess it'll just be another thing to add to the mystery of this place. He takes in a deep, controlled breath and calmly lets it out. No reason to let his mind fester on that subject. He picks up the bottle of shampoo and puts a large amount onto his hands. Celestia lowers her head some so he can get better access. Gently, he rubs his hands through her mane, making sure it applies evenly. Not only that, but he makes double sure that none of it gets near her eyes. He counts his blessings that she isn't a regular pony, seeing as they have giant eyes in comparison to her. Celestia gives a few sighs of content as he massages her scalp. He can slowly feel the weirdness growing in his stomach. Horses from his world don't react the same way as her, so it's harder for him to imagine that he's watching a horse. Once he's done, he removes his hands from her, and she turns to face him again.
Thank you.
He gives a hesitant nod.
Yeah, no problem.
He moves away from her, and she goes about rinsing out her wings and mane. He takes this time to quickly wash as well, however he feels something settle on his back.
Do you require assistance?
Luna asks, and he gulps a bit.
No, none at all.
Are you sure? You seem to have missed a spot.
Luna traces a hoof on his back.
Nope, perfectly fine.
Anon adds, quickly.
Oh, don't be silly, Anon. I'll help you.
The bottle he was holding onto floats out of his hand and back towards Luna. She applies a small amount on her hoof, and she knows that Anon is rather nervous, but she wants to show him that he has nothing to fear. She gently sets her hoof onto his back and tries to copy the same movements that she felt when he helped her. Anon feels his face heat up more as Luna washes him. Celestia on the other hoof can't help but giggle slightly at Anon. She knows that if Luna was pushing too hard, she would step in to help him. Despite Anon's embarrassment, his emotions seem to be rather settled. Luna feels a smile grow onto her lips as she lathers up her friend. She leans in slightly so she could whisper to him.
Relax, friend. We will take care of you.
He needs to be calm. His mind is playing tricks on him. He takes in some more steady breaths to try and calm himself. This is normal. They do this all the time in Equestria.
All done.
Luna cheers slightly.
Thank you, Luna.
He says shyly.
I'm happy to help.
Luna says as she moves away from him.
Are we all done here?
Celestia asks. Luna and Anon both give her a nod.
Very well then. Let us go to the dining hall.
The two princesses get out of the water, but they soon take notice of a certain lack of a human. Celestia looks over and notices Anon still in the water.
Anon?
He looks to her, then the water.
I need my clothes.
She instantly understands as she gives him a nod. She walks over to his soaking wet clothes. With a bit of magic, they're instantly clean and dry for him. She folds and sets them on a nearby counter along with a towel. Celestia then looks over to her sister.
Come along, Luna. Let's give Anon some privacy.
Luna gives her a nod.
See you in the dining hall, Anon.
Celestia calls to him as they both take their leave.
Yeah.
Anon answers as they leave. As soon as the two sisters are gone, Anon lets out a long sigh.
Welcome to Equestria,
he whispers to himself. Man, Luna really does love to mess with Anon. I mean, I don't blame her though. It's easy pickings. Or, well, in the sense that everyone's in agreement and no one's actually being harassed. Anyways, let's get on to our fantastic donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, JTinMan, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing, Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospel, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe9852, Hudson Roman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, and many more bright people. Thank you all very much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.